You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What are you asking exactly? I'm so confused by your question.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
I sure ain't asking if Christian McCaffrey's still a good football player. I won't ask that, that's for sure.
Yep.
But
work on your material.
Real quick, before we rock back into Niners-Eagles, it's all Niners-Eagles, it's across the board. My gosh.
No, you need the breaking news sounder for this.
No, not really, because it breaks every day, and it's the same news every day.
That's his alarm clock sound. Breaking body.
Trade deadline time in the NBA. Anthony Davis out indefinitely. He's got they're just calling it a hand injury, but he's got ligament damage in his hand.
Wow.
Anthony Davis.
Man.
So this Luka trade basically just got 10 times worse.
Oh, you think?
Not just because he's hurt, but if they were going to continue to reboot by trading who they traded for, I don't know that that's technically totally off the table now just because he got hurt, but not good, not helpful.
Not great, and especially made worse by the fact that he's making $58.5 next year and the all-important, most beloved player op the year after for $62.8 million. So if you wanted to trade for him, you'd want him to be what he once was. You don't want to trade for him just for the salary slot because he's $58.5 million and $62.8 million, and he's going to be this. He doesn't play basketball anymore. You know how many games he played last year for Dallas?
I would guess he played 15.
Nine.
Mm-hmm.
And, 20 this year. And the year before that, he played 76 for the Lakers, 56, 40 the year before that. He just doesn't play.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a shame.
That's going to be a tough trade.
Yeah.
If it happens. Anyway, whatever. Niners, Eagles.
Yep.
And we're going to go to the phones here in just a sec.
While we're talking about won't play, like Ricky Pearsall, we don't know for sure, but it doesn't look good.
Everybody's questionable, by the way. So if you heard their name, that's the official designation. Everybody who's been a question mark, from Trent Williams to Keon White to Ricky Pearsall, as Kyle loves to call him, whatever it is, everybody's listed as questionable. D. Winters, questionable. They're all questionable. But Trent had two limited practices yesterday and today. Ricky did not have any. Ricky went as a DNP. So did D. Winters. DNPs. I do not think that those guys are going to play. Trent Williams listed as questionable. They'll call him a game time decision. He said to reporters today, I'm confident that I will go. I'm also pretty confident, though, that he won't be his full self.
Right, and I'm pretty confident that if he does go, that something probably will take place, something will happen to where you're going to see Austin Pleasance.
Don't say that.
Well, if you're coming off of a groin or a hammy,
hammy,
and George Kittle had a hammy, and he had a hammy where it was one play in and I'm done, I'm not even going to even try it, where's my baseball cap, I'm done. And then he sits a week, and now all of a sudden you're going to be good to go. And the one thing about a hammy, Mark, and you know this, you can't shoot that up. You can't shoot it up like you can a pec, a try, a bye, whatever, a knee.
Yep.
A hammy's a hammy. There's nothing you can do about it.
And they often, by the way, feel like they're all the way back, and then as soon as you get up to game speed, they start barking at you again.
Right.
That happens.
And he is large man, and he's expected to go forward, backward, left, and right. More left than right, but, as a left tackle, off the snap and a pass play, your first step is that left foot back, the big step, and that's where things can happen.
Brother, this is a hell of an assignment.
Right.
And I've said this a couple of different ways this week. I'll say it more firmly and clearly today. If the 49, I'm not saying they can't win. I actually think they can. If the 49ers win this football game, to me, it will be the most impressive playoff win of Kyle Shanahan's Niners career. I do believe that. I do believe that. Now, stylistically, some of them are different. I still bristle a little bit every time I hear the whole, like, what's Kyle's record when he's down by down at halftime? He's never won. And I'm like, he was down 24-7 in the NFC Championship game. Is his record good in that scenario? No. No. This is all very well established. But sometimes things happen in the playoffs, and then we rob people of the reality of that they happened because they weren't in the regular season, which I think is stupid. So I do know that the 49ers trailed back-to-back weeks against the Packers and Lions in the playoffs and won both games. So they can do this, but this is a...
And those games were at home?
They were at home.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Yep.
To me, the only one that would rival this in terms of just eyebrow raise, surprise, impressive nature, the only one that would rival this is the Hufanga Lambeau Field game. But I would find this to be even more impressive because that Niners team was more whole than this Niners team. So that's just me. They can do it. But to me, this is the flagship, most impressive playoff win of Kyle Shanahan's 49ers era if they win it.
And the thing about that game, the conditions were such that that game was going to be funky for both, and maybe this will be the same with
the
wind.
Could be.
But that was 15 degrees and snowy, so no team was going to blow the other team out. The other part of it, and I kind of agree with you about how signature this would be, and I did the dive on this earlier. Since Shanahan took over, there have been 8 postseasons. This now would be number 9 for Shanahan. There have been 98 playoff games, not counting Super Bowls, and 31 road wins. That's a winning percentage of 316. No franchise has more than 3 road wins in those 7 years.
Yep.
And Shanny's got 2, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4 teams that have 3. And, you know, we could do trivia, music.
They're really hard to come by.
Right?
They're really hard to come by. So,
you've got L.A. Rams, Tampa Bay, 3 wins in 1 year with the GOAT.
Yep.
Tennessee with the 3, and Cincinnati with 3.
Joe Burrow's been great against the big boys in the playoffs when he gets there.
But even Kansas City, they only have 2.
Yeah.
Now, granted, they haven't played a lot of road games.
Exactly.
And Andy's got 17 road wins in the last 7 years, but road wins are really hard to come by. And by the way, the spread opened at 3.5, and now it's sitting at 5.5 or 6, depending where you shop.
There are still some that are rolling 4.5, but you're
really?
Right. It's going up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jonathan in the city. Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon, Mark and Dibs. I just want to say it's wild card weekend, right? And what did Duran say? Wild boys never lose it. So you're going to have to go be wild in this game in a very good way. The last thing, Kyle, he can't be conservative. You go conservative, you're going to lose this game. So we need a couple of wild plays from the special teams, a great return from Sky Moore, and Pinero continue to make those field goals. Hopefully the coverage team and special team produces a fumble recovery. Hey, I've been asking Kyle to use the jumbo 3 tight end formation. This is the game to unleash it, because that's their healthiest department in their offense. It's Kittle, Farrell, and Tonjes. Come on, Kyle, grow a pair and use those 3 tight ends. No turnover, and the number one key. Score first. Go Niners.
Okay, Jonathan, he wants Kyle Shanahan to grow a pair.
Very rarely do they go 3 tights, but what they do sometimes is 2 tight ends, 2 running backs with a Juszczyk, which is kind of the same thing he's talking about.
I'll buy from Jonathan from this perspective. He's basically saying, Kyle, you might need a wrinkle. You might need to get out of your comfort zone. That's very possibly true. It's a little bit of a fine line, right? I don't want Kyle to come out right away and just be like, waka, waka, waka.
I'm with you.
Like, don't do that, because that's defeatist. That's like, I can't beat you.
Right.
But be ready. Be ready with some wrinkles if it is difficult to move the ball, because it might be.
What if one of the wrinkles is win the toss, take the ball?
Ooh.
Win the toss, take the ball.
Yeah, he never does that. That is an interesting one.
He only did it in Cleveland because of the conditions, and we've got conditions that may warrant the same thing.
Yay!
He said, actually, in his availability today, the wind is it could be a thing, but often if it's wind, it only lasts for a half, what have you. He's like, we got to get to the stadium and feel it out. You might be right. Yep. If the wind is going a certain way and that's what you know, you kind of choose that and the ball as opposed to something else.
Yep.
Let's throw some stuff against the wall.
What do you have to lose, right?
Right. Sponsored by Super Bowl Experience, presented by Jersey Mike's. 888-957-9570. Do you feel like, whether it's the national media, the local media, the fan base, have fallen into recency bias? In other words, you're taking what happened last week against Seattle as gospel, and that's automatically what's going to happen to the Niners this weekend against the Eagles. We will continue to take your phone calls on that in an hour. Seth Joyner, former Eagle, is going to be on the show. We've also got Higher or Lower and Dibs Picks coming up around the bend as well. Don't go anywhere. This is Willard and Dibs.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Willard Dibs, can you lay out for a second?
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
You know, one thing I noticed this week, and I'd like to see if we can attack this a little bit.
Okay.
Just because, like, we're here for the fun, right? Like, this is sports. Let's have fun,
always,
right?
That's you and I. Yeah. Like, and you and I promised we'd be authentic, and, you know, sports, authentically, man. We get frustrated, we get mad, we yell at electronics, but after a certain amount of time, it's like, all right, Jude, what do you want for dinner? Well, Mila, let's go. Let me push you on the swings.
And I don't want that to sound like, it's just sports. Like, no. It's sports. It matters.
Right. And it's our lives. It's our careers.
Completely. But what sort of gets me about whenever you have a big game against the city of Philadelphia.
Oh, I hate him.
Well, I just think that there's great fan bases, loud fan bases, obnoxious fan bases, but some of the fan bases have sort of like tweaked themselves into thinking either A, they've got an effect on the outcome of the game, or B, like the outcome of this game is a part of their being, right? So Philadelphia gets super activated in situations like this. Like I talked about on the crossover, we've got that one clip that goes out on the internet when you and I are sitting there talking, and I'm like, I've been to the link twice, and it's a good environment. It's loud. It's like, it's good fan base. No surprise there, but like they think they're super scary, and it's not really that scary. And I was at the link when their rival was in town, not the Niners. I've never been to a Niner game at the link. I've been twice when the Cowboys are there.
Should be number one rival.
Should be.
Followed by Washington or New York.
Correct.
And then everybody else. Probably the Niners would be next.
Yeah. And it's loud and it's energetic and it's all of those things, but it's not like, oh gosh. I think sometimes Philly fans, certain Philly fans, I do think there are plenty of like regular people there who just put on a green jacket and go to the game. But certain members of that fan base like to think that it's like, you come into our building like you're going to get hurt.
We're scary.
Yeah. We're going to hurt you. We're going to beat you up. So they love to poke said bear. And have you noticed, and part of this might be our own station, because last time the Niners went there for the playoffs, Bonte and Joe go, they have their experience, which was not very positive.
No, it was beyond not very positive.
Right. I mean, it was not just fan stuff. It was racism and all of these
processed
awful things.
Meats and epithets both being hurled at them.
Right. So, which is both awful and not terribly surprising all at the same time. But in that game, when Philly fan wants to poke the bear, I feel like Niner fan poked back. Because I feel like Niner fan that week, we thought we were going to win.
Some
That's
did, yeah.
one thing I've noticed. I know people got, right, our conversation got hot at spots yesterday because for some, that felt like it was being defeatist. This whole idea of like, it's already been a great season. None of it's defeatist. But I've noticed that there's a lot of action online. Your normal Philly trash talk that's looking for a response. And Niner fans this week have kind of just been like, just go be weird. Go be loud on your, like, I'm not engaging. I'm not engaging with you about this.
And you're not engaging in part because the reality is you have less of a chance, a much lesser chance to win based on the odds, the injuries, the situation, the recency bias, whatever you want to look at. And I'm going back to that game, and it was January 29th of 2023, so not quite 3 years ago, and the Eagles were favored by 2.5.
Yep.
And you thought the Niners would win. I thought that the Eagles would win, and we, you know, went back and forth, and I thought the Eagles were just a little bit of a better team, and then Brock gets hurt, and Johnson gets hurt, and McCaffrey's running wildcat, and Brock came in to try one play, and he couldn't, and 31-7, and we all were mad because that was unfulfilling. It was unsatisfactory. It's like going to a movie, and 40 minutes in, the reel breaks, and then the guy goes, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
The movie's been canceled the reel broke. And for those of you who don't realize, it used to be actual film where movies were shown.
It's just like your flight getting canceled.
Or it's a power outage in the middle of a movie, whatever it is. And so, yeah, but the thought going in was 2.5-point dogs. You were 15-4. They were 15-3. We've got action. We're good enough to win this. Let's go get it done.
I thought they would win.
This time, the spread opened at 3.5, and now everywhere I've looked, it's at 6. It might be 5.5. I can't find a 4.5. But
no, there's a fluctuation going on, but yes, FanDuel right now has it at 5.5.
Right, yeah. And what that tells me is that, and I was looking at FanDuel a little bit ago, and yeah, 5.5, and ESPN Bet has it at 6, and so the money is coming in by the truckload on Philadelphia. So I get where Niner fans are thinking, this is not 3 years ago where we had a swagger. We're going in there and like, yeah, this is the clash of the Titans. It's a Super Bowl matchup. This time it's like, well, I think they could. They might. If things go right, darn it.
It's not for me. I don't even think it's like, okay, yeah, well, you want them to win. I don't know if we're getting that far down the road with the analysis. Can they win? I think 49er fans right now almost feel paralyzed by last Saturday to the point where they're like, I don't know if we can move the ball. Like, I don't even know if we can get first downs. And I can't promise you that they will. Greg Cosell moments ago was just like, it's almost as big of a challenge. And by the way, this one's on the road. And by the way, it's going to be really windy. So all of that is true. Even with that said, I got to give credit, and I wish I could remember his name. There was a caller today on Steiny and Goose show, and I know ifs and buts and people, all that
candies
stuff.
Candies and nuts. It's a Low Neil classic.
But
we'd
like,
all have a Merry Christmas.
He's like, okay, can we pretend for a second? Let's say Christian caught the ball. Just do that.
Okay.
Just Christian caught the ball.
And he goes in.
And he falls in.
You're down 13-10.
Okay. You might lose 13-10.
Yep.
You might lose 16-10.
You might win 16-13 in overtime.
You might, but just that alone, if Christian catches the ball and falls on the pylon, does it change the way you view 49er football this week? And I think that it does. And therefore, I think that there is kind of a quirky recency bias that has paralyzed the 49er fan base. I'd actually look at it a different way in that Seattle's a great defense. I understand that. I don't think the Niners are about to go bust 40 like they did against Chicago. But you tell me right now, when the Niners play, what's the outlier? What's the bigger outlier? 42 against Chicago or 3 against Seattle?
They're both outliers to me.
Are they? Because they scored 48 the week before.
Against?
The Colts.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a football team.
It is, but it's not the same Colts as it was in October.
No, but it's also...
The offense had been humming. You're not wrong. And against the Colts, I think you had Trent Williams, did you not? And
then
he got hurt against the Bears, right?
Correct.
In the first snap. So you were much more whole. You had Ricky Pearsall in that game as well. So the three might be more of the, quote, outlier. But if you want to go through the Niners season and look at what they did against great defenses, they weren't 30s and 40s. They were, you know, 15s and 20s.
What if I pitch this at you? When Brock Purdy plays this year, let me make sure this is true. I think they were held under 20 points. Checks notes. They were held under 20 points twice.
Seattle.
And?
Seattle.
Exactly.
The number one defense in football.
So, like, all they've gotten to 20 or more in every other game.
That he played.
Yes.
Right.
So, like, what does that mean this weekend? Probably not terribly much. I guess my point, though, is to think that last weekend is just... Here's what I see a lot. Well, that's the Niners against good teams. No, it's not. They have played a lot of good teams this year. Maybe not as many as people would like them to have played. But the outlier is... what happens against Seattle. That's the outlier so far.
Yeah, I don't quite see it that way.
How do you see it?
Well, I see it as everything is contextual because he plays against Jacksonville, and I guess he was hurt because he came back from the toe too soon.
He still scored more, though.
They put up 21.
Yep.
Okay, and then he's out for six games, and then Arizona, they're weak. He throws three picks against Carolina. You muster 20.
Yep.
I mean, 20's 20. 20's not three.
No, he was very bad that game.
You put up 26 against Cleveland in a tough spot. I thought that it was going to be a scheduled loss, but you win because you're going up against Shadur and an offense that's not very good. And then you beat Tennessee and Indy and Chicago. Chicago's got a bad defense as well. My point is, when you play good defenses, you're much more of a 20 to 25 point team. And yeah, recency bias is a real thing, and I'm just looking back, Mark, at the last time they went to Philly in the playoffs and how recency bias played into how we felt about their chances there. They open up in the wild card at home, and they beat Seattle 41-23 at home. Then Dallas comes in, and you gut it out. The defense is good, 19-12, so the offense hummed in one, the defense hummed in the other, and you're thinking, yeah, complimentary football, we've got everything we need to go to Philly and rock the Eagles and go to the Super Bowl. Well, right now, you don't have that same feeling. Even though the defense last week was, they're better against Chicago. It was like, oh my God, can you stop anybody?
They were better, yes.
They were better, but the offense was not. And so right now, you don't go in with that same sort of momentum on either side of the ball.
Oh, I accept all of that. I don't even know necessarily from a score standpoint what I would predict. I would stay away from the over-under, for example. I think it's 44 for a reason. I think 44 is there to tantalize you on, like, come on, 44? They can go over that, especially with this Niner defense. I would love the over. Well, they may know that there are 40-mile-an-hour winds coming. You know, Greg Cosell thinks it's going to be very hard to come by points. I'm going to stay away from that whole thing. Here's the simplest way I can see it and say it. I think they're going to look different than they did last week. That's all. And I think they better.
Otherwise, your little date activity is going to be kind of a bummer early.
No.
If they don't look better, I mean, you'll still have fun because you guys always do. And you're a happy couple, and I love that about you.
Food will be great.
Yeah.
Drinks will be,
will be next level.
The drinks will be wet.
It'll be phenomenal, no matter what.
Exactly.
But I do think, are they going to be the offense against Chicago? Or are they going to be the offense against Seattle? Probably somewhere in between.
I would agree with you, but that's kind of what I'm getting at. Like, I'm not saying the Niner offense is going to roll. This is a hard one. There's no question about it. I just think that the Niners have been a certain thing for an entire year, and we've arrived here, and what I hear a lot is the Niners are what they were last week. And that always fascinates me. You see it a lot. Hell, the Chronicle ran a story today about how the Brock Purdy doubters are back. And that's fine. That's normal. That's sports. But it's like, why would that be the case? You go out there, your offense scores 3 points in a big game. I get it. That's a stinker for the offense. But the season ends. Brock Purdy, your starting quarterback as a starter, is 7-2, finishes with the second highest QBR in the entire NFL. And we're doing stories about the doubters are being back.
Right.
At minimum, I can say you're overdoing one game.
Of course.
Now, if it happens again, let's talk. But we're paralyzed right now. Well, by what happened last week.
And if you want to look at just Brock last week, he was fine. Your word, the word you opened up our run with 4 years ago, it's fine. Brock was probably a C. I think that's what Grandy gave him in Grandy's grades. He was just kind of there. He didn't do anything really terrible. He didn't do anything really special. He didn't have a lot of opportunity. So if you want to go ahead and like judge somebody based off of that one game where you had no flow, like Greg Cosell said to us last hour, you had no offensive flow, you had no time, you had no separation, you had no Trent, you had no Purcell, you had a lot of things that were not working for you, and yet you only lost by 10. So if they go out and they do that again offensively, well, you're going to lose probably 27-3.
Mm-hmm.
Bet the under.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I look at the under at 44.5, and I think that's about the starting number, 45, as your buddy John Avello would tell us.
Yep.
From Vegas, 45 is kind of like the mean number, but in the wind against a really good defense and two teams that want to possess it, I think that this feels a little bit more like a 40-point total or less.
Well, then you're telling me the Niners aren't going to score any points.
They might win 40-0.
They might. That's not what you're saying.
They're allowed to. No.
Yeah, that's
and
not
the pick
what
is
saying.
In. The pick will be revealed in an hour.
Yeah.
I got 5 picks to make, and all 5 are in.
I guess. Let me ask you this, and this is for all of you. 888-957-9570. We would love to hear some of your thoughts on this. Like, how many points do you think the Niners are going to score this weekend? And let me sort of, maybe I can pitch this a little bit of a different way. Are you expecting the 49er offense to look the same this weekend as they did last weekend?
They'll be better.
I would bet. Ready for this now. You pick the embarrassing act, whatever you want. I will bet every single thing I own that the Niners score more than 3 points.
All right. Well, I was going to say shave an eyebrow, but I don't know if we have enough shaving cream in the city to get that thing done.
They are impressive, aren't they?
Prolific. I mean, I'm just jealous because my eyebrows, like I pluck a hair and it doesn't grow back. So, like, my eyebrows now are on the witness protection program.
I pluck a hair, and it starts laughing at me.
Totally.
And it's like, what about now?
We'll be back at lunch.
I'm here again. Anyway, go ahead.
The Niners, if they don't score 24, they can't win. That's my Adrian. I think 24 is the number.
I like that number, but I wouldn't say they can't.
Well, I think that I think Philadelphia is going to have the ability against this beleaguered defense and the law firm of Kendricks and Wallow, and a pass rush that's non-existent, and a mobile quarterback who normally gives the Niners trouble, and two receivers on the outside who aren't always easily guardable, and a tight end who's going to be going up against the aforementioned law firm. I see Philadelphia being able to get 3 touchdowns, not easily, but I see them being able to get to 20, 21 points. So I don't think that the Niners are going to win a game 13-9. I think if they're going to win, they're going to have to get north of 24 in order to outgun a Philadelphia team.
Yeah, there were 4 times this year that the Niners basically, actually maybe 5 times. 5 times this year they held an opponent to a spot where one of those ugly numbers would have been good enough to win.
Yep.
Seattle, actually I guess 6 times. Seattle scored 13 points both times they played them. Arizona scored 15. Let's see.
The Falcons
only scored 10. The Browns only scored 8, and the Panthers only scored 9. So, and I know that every single one of those comes at a different time of year, and maybe those aren't very good teams. Seattle's a good team, but you get it. But
yep.
that's 6 games. That's over a third of their schedule.
Yep.
I'm not predicting.
The Seattle game was a Bosa-Warner combo.
Yep, the first one.
Right.
And they scored 13 last week, too.
Arizona, is that when Bosa got hurt?
It is when Bosa got hurt, and obviously it was a Mac Jones game. 16-15, Niners win.
But the defense, they gave up 15.
Yeah.
And then Atlanta was just one of those crazy Shanahan specials where you run it 40 times and stuff, and Atlanta with Michael Penix. So everything is context where you beat Penix, You beat Grandpa Rivers. You beat Shadur in his debut. So there were a lot of things that kind of broke your way in matchups, and this is not that. You're facing the defending champs with a quarterback at home who can be electric, and when he's not electric, he doesn't usually give you the ball.
I understand all of that. How often do you get to the end of a Sunday and think to yourself, well, that surprised me? I would argue it's most of the time. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Survivor pools are really hard. Why? Because like it's different every week. So I guess, and again, I'm trying to say this without telling you all of a sudden that I think the Niner offense is going to go out there and just be prolific this weekend. I don't think that. I think that there's going to be some sloggy stuff going on out there this weekend. But I really do feel like the more I think about this, the more I listen to people talk about it, I think we've become paralyzed off of what happened last week. And I get it. I get it. But that's what I think a lot of football fans, that's how we process things. We see something and then we go, okay, I'm going to bet this was going to happen next week. And it's like, it doesn't really work that way.
A little bit of the Draymond Green factor where...
What do you mean?
Just December, oh, Draymond, he was so bad. And then the last two or three games, he's kind of been back, other than he still can't shoot, but he's been back to playing like Draymond.
Totally.
So the recency bias part of it, you know, I've been running a lot of numbers. I did multiple deep dives today. One thing that I did, last eight playoff years, road teams have won at a winning percentage of 316, which tells me if there are six playoff games, you're looking at two road teams who are going to win. And I guess we can assume that the Rams are going to beat Carolina.
Well,
and I'm not assuming that you will. But if you were to pick two road teams who are going to win outright, who would those two be?
Okay, let me look.
Green Bay at Chicago.
Houston will be one of them.
Houston will beat Pittsburgh.
I'm going to go ahead and grab that one right now.
Okay.
Because I can already tell you. All right, I'll share this with you. The playoff pool that I'm in.
Okay.
Is just winners, no spreads, just winners.
You pick to win the game.
And I only picked two road teams. However, that's slanted.
Oh, boy.
Well, the Niners are one of them. But, like, if you...
I know you.
If you put a gun to my head, am I telling you I super-duper actually think the Niners are going to win? Or am I slotting this pool in such a way where it's like, I want to unabashedly root for the 49ers, so I'm going to pick the Niners and I'm going to pick them low.
Also, there's
pick them super low.
I mean, part of that strategy, too, is the assumption would be with a six-point spread that 84% of the pickers in your pool will go the other way.
There's a strategic nature to it. I think most people would tell you that Houston that's the biggest road favorite, right? I'm outside of the Rams.
Outside of the Rams.
Did you say outside the Rams, or can I take the Rams?
You can take the Rams, because I said outside the Rams, and you made a face like,
No, Rams and Texans. Rams and Texans.
And then the Niners would be your third most likely? And it's hard for you because emotions are such a part of everything you do in life.
Well, people, right now, I bet people are screaming Bills, Bills.
I know you like the Jags.
I don't think the Bills are going to win this weekend. I just don't.
You like my Jags.
I do not think the Bills are going to win this football game this weekend. I do not. Yeah. I do not think the Bills are going to win this weekend.
The other interesting one is the Chargers, who were up like 80-3 last time they were in New England in the playoffs and they lost. I heard E tell a great story earlier about how his mom was like walked to the kitchen and started swearing.
How long ago was that?
Not that long ago, I don't think.
The Chargers' big blown lead in the playoffs, if it was with Justin Herbert, that was Jacksonville, not New England.
Yeah, I didn't catch the year.
Okay.
I'll find it.
Okay,
it was Jacksonville like 3 years ago?
Yeah, but not New England. It was New England, that was a long time ago. That was not these Chargers. These Chargers have been to the playoffs twice, and they are 0-2. They lost last year against Houston. So, anyway, check this out. We got Joe. Joe, the manager of Philly's Ladder, a bar in Philadelphia, who just yesterday denied a large party to his bar, tried to make a reservation, but they're Niner fans.
Oh, boy.
So he said, no, you're not allowed to come here. We're gonna give Joe a call here coming up next, okay? Warriors and Kings tonight at 7. Warriors Live, Evan Giddings starts at 6. Presented by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. And we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570. This is Willard and Dibs.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, it's Joe Shasky from The Morning Roast, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs. And if you want to see their beautiful faces, you can check them out on YouTube. Search 95.7 The Game right now.
So I'm on my way in today. I rocked the AirPods on the walk through the city today.
Nice.
It's a big Friday. It's football Friday.
Oh, yeah, lock in.
I wanted to check in on what Steiny and Goo were talking about, and I heard them at one point. They did a quick aside, and they were talking about, like, how much money would it take for you to, like, gain a bunch of weight to do a movie role or something like that. Like,
yeah.
If a movie was like, will you gain 40 pounds for, I don't know, $1 million?
Yeah,
How about 500,000?
Yeah, that would work.
How about 100,000?
40 pounds for 100K, that's getting to be where it's not really worth it. Because 40 on, 40 off at my age is not that easy.
So you have a spot where someone will offer you money.
Like a bar?
And you'll say no.
I mean,
you have a line.
Right.
Where someone will offer you a lot of money and you'll say, nah.
If I'm opening a bar and all I have to do is sit there and pour beer, that's different than gaining 40 pounds.
It is, but I'm trying to just like, I'm trying to gather, like, is there a big money opportunity that you'd say no to out of some sort of principle?
Depending on what the principle is, but ultimately, cash is king. Like, what are we talking about here, Mark?
Well, we're talking about Philly's Ladder 15 bar and their manager, Joe, who was offered something in an email from a 49er fan. You know, there's the 49er takeover. We're very well aware of this.
Right.
Like, the 49er fan base travels like no other. That's data. That's not an opinion. That's data. Vivid Seats. Just ask them. So I'm sure there's a Niner brigade on their way to Philly this weekend. So Philly's Ladder 15 bar gets this email from a 49er fan. Hey, I assume Joe, nice to meet you. It's typical on Friday night. It's the first night of the takeover weekend for Niner fans. So anywhere throughout the night, we're looking at 100 to 200 people.
Cha-ching.
Give or take. So with this being a big game, I'm thinking on the higher end, 150 to 200 people, and that's a rough estimate. They're looking to basically at least get a wing of the bar. And like you said, cha-ching.
Yeah.
Here's the response from Ladder 15 management.
I'm sure the response was, what time can you get here?
Quote, after very little consideration, we cannot, in good conscience, host anything that has to do with the 49ers. We are Birds fans till the end. We bleed green. We back our team, even when it comes at a cost. Only reason I wish you luck is because the 49ers are going to need it.
Wow. That was unnecessary.
Enjoy your time in the city of brotherly love. Go Birds, Ladder 15 management.
Huh. Brotherly love, huh? I'm not really feeling the love there, Mark.
I guess we're not brothers.
No.
Should we go to Joe? Joe, who is manager at Philly's Ladder 15 Bar. And I assume, Joe, thank you very much for coming on our River Islands guest line here. Did you pound out that email, or was it someone else on the staff?
So, first of all, hey, how's it going, guys?
Yeah, hey, how you doing,
thanks for
Joe?
Joining us, Joe.
I would definitely do
40 pounds for $100,000.
Okay, good.
I'm losing it a little bit there.
All right. Fair.
To start that off.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got like a good team here. It's probably like four of us on the management team. I'm more like front of the house, come up with stupid ideas, stuff like that. Steve, our other manager, who's like our event coordinator.
Steve.
He's got the – Steve, yeah, your boy Steve. He's the one that typed it up. Now, I had the idea of it when we got the email. Like, yo, we love to see 150, 200 people, but like
– Yeah.
That's what we want to see on a weekly basis coming through. That's a home run. But Niners fans, playoff weekend, oh, man. I mean, you know how Eagles fans are. I know how Eagles fans are. I am one of them. I can't do that, you know? So I told Steve what I wanted to say. He made it sound nicer.
Oh, what the hell did you want to say, Joe?
Well, I mean, we're being funny here. F off, go birds, but make it nicer is what I said, because you can't say that.
Yeah.
F off, go birds. Well, that
sounds right on brand.
That would have taken less time.
Yeah, it would have taken less time. Then it was actually funny. He was like, he wrote something up. We're talking back and forth in a group chat. I was actually at the Flyers game the night he was sending it to me. And he sent the first draft, I guess, if you will. And I was like, nah, it's got to be meaner, man.
We appreciate your interest in our establishment. Uh-huh. But at this juncture, yeah. Joe,
And his line that went viral, that made the email, that first line, with very little consideration, is classic. I think it's so funny.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I just wonder about the short-sighted business part of it, because you know these 150 or 200 red and gold Niner fans are going to go somewhere, so one of your competitors is going to fatten up at your own regret.
Yeah, I mean, I totally hear you, and as a chance we're willing to take, I feel like sticking with our Eagles fans that are here all year round and love what we did. I mean, I poked fun at it. I even talked to the guy who wanted to book the party and told him I was going to post it, and he laughed and thought it'd be funny too. Wait. I in no way, shape, or form thought it'd blow up the way it did, and I'd be on your show with you guys right now. So, like, that was just awesome.
So, wait, you talked directly to the guy who tried to book this?
Yeah.
How'd that conversation go?
Oh, he laughed. He thought it was funny. I even told him, like, hey, because we're small potatoes. We only have, like, 5,000 followers on social media. I was like, yo, man, I want to drum up some business and post this out. I'll block out your name and everything. Like, he goes, that's funny. I totally get it. I know how Eagles fans are. And I was like, I'm like, dude, you're a super nice guy. It was a great conversation. I was like, I can't do a playoff weekend. I can't do that to my city. Can't do it to my bar. Honestly, we'd get roasted.
So super nice guy calls you, offers 200 people on a Friday night in your bar, and you said no.
Your market.
Yeah, the juice wasn't worth the squeeze there for us. I still stand by my decision.
I get that, and it's funny because I was just trying to learn more about Ladder 15, and I'm a big fan of Yelp as far as, like, just seeing what the people think. Your Yelp reviews are not great, but your Yelp actually, your Yelp has been frozen because Yelp itself is afraid of San Franciscans' backlash giving you one star just on principle. So just know that your rating's being protected.
It was so funny. I think we dropped down to, like, 1.5 stars at one point. And then Eagles fans, which again helps me understand why I stick by my decision, jump back in. And I'm talking about, I didn't look at Yelp, I looked at the Google reviews. We got down to like 1.2 at one point. And then one of the stations posted out something like, hey, the Niners fans are cracking us down on the reviews. Go help out Ladder 15. And within like a half hour, we're back up to 3.7, which,
oh my God,
I mean, 5 stars, but it's hilarious watching this all unfold. It's so,
yeah,
it's a lot of fun, honestly.
And that's appropriate because that's about what Saquon averages on the ground this year, right? 3.7.
Wow.
I can't hear you. We're a Super Bowl champ.
Oh, I'm sorry. Our 5 Lombardis are blocking my view of the screen right now.
From how long ago?
You probably weren't alive, baby Joe.
Yeah, a minute. It's okay, Joe.
Yo, I do have to share something really, really funny with you guys, though.
Go right ahead. I thought you had already been sharing some funny stuff. What else you got?
So this is great. So my other – like I said, it's a four-person team here, and our other manager, Mike, comes in. He's checking the voicemails. Probably the two best voicemails we've gotten in the 15 years we've been here. So first off, it's a guy. He's like, hey, I want to place a to-go order for a cheesesteak. Answer, it's made. Can you shove it up your ass? Go Niners!
Okay, what was the other one? We're dying laughing.
We hit save on it. Get to the next voicemail. It's another Niners fan telling us we're POS, you know. We're cracking up. The next voicemail, it's the same guy. He's like, hey, I want to order another cheesesteak. But this time, I need you to take it to the Rocky statue and shove it up his ass. It's been such a fun week, man. It's like, it's all fun. It's all love. Like, go Birds, obviously, and Niners, I hope you go down.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, not obviously. But, yeah, so we're talking with Joe. He is among the managers at Philly's Ladder 15 Bar. They turned down a huge party of Niner fans for tonight. Hell, it's 7 o'clock out there. They probably would be. They'd be walking in right about now. Hey, Joe, can you describe your establishment for us? Like 200 people in your place would mean what?
Yeah, so we got two floors. That would probably take up the top floor. We have an upstairs and downstairs. We've been open almost 18 years now. A lot of live music, DJs. It's more of a party bar, I'd definitely say that. We have a lot of fun here.
I mean...
And by all means, come through. We have no problem with that.
We're going to come through now, Joe. We're going to come through now.
I'll buy you a cheesesteak. And I want you to see, if you can somehow find out who that guy is that sent you that sent us them voicemails,
yeah.
Dude, I would love to buy him a beer and a cheesesteak. And whatever he wants to do with that cheesesteak, where he wants to put it, that's totally up to him.
You know exactly what he's going to do with that cheesesteak, Joe. Oh, my God. You know what? Here's something funny, because you just said there, you know, hey, it's all love. It's Eagles, Niners, blah, blah, blah. Like, when I hear you say that, I think that fits into kind of how most people here would look at it. But I bet you also, you get the perception that I think online has gotten a little away from us. And some people have experienced this, even people at our station, but that your fan base, Joe, is just a bunch of people who want to fight and are completely out of their minds. What do you say to that?
It's fun. Some are, and I bet you there's Niner fans like that. I've been to Eagles games where Niner fans are knuckleheads too. I mean, it's on both sides of the spectrum. I mean, I think I just saw a video where Eagles fans were pelting Vikings fans with snowballs, and I thought it was hilarious. You know. Don't do that in another stadium. Don't wear that jersey. You want to go and support your team. I'll tell you right now, if I go to a Niners game at a Niners stadium, I'm not wearing my Eagles jersey. It's just what you don't do. And maybe that just goes on from Philly, and we know that's how you do things. But, I mean, yeah, is there some rough ones? Yeah. Some funny ones? Yeah, I love it all. I had a buddy of mine wearing a Cooper Sharp American Cheese hat for Cooper DeGene. Like, it's hilarious. Like, have fun. It's a great time.
Yeah, have fun, but within your parameters, right? Like, have fun, but don't wear your own team's jersey. We had a couple of our hosts a few years back walk through the parking lot with a bunch of Niner fans, and they're getting middle fingers, and they're getting hot dogs thrown at them and all kinds of stuff.
You're poking the bear.
By wearing your own team's jersey, I get that.
Yeah, I'm not saying I personally agree with it, but I watch it, and that's just how some people are, man.
Joe, real quick, I got one more thing for you. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.